ports along the West Coast are closing for business until Sunday morning. The Pacific Maritime Association, which represents shipping companies, is imposing a lockout of longshoremen. They're responding to what they say is a work slowdown on the part of union workers. The company said that they made the move to allow a cooling-off period during difficult contract talks with the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. NPR's Ina Jaffe joins us now from Los Angeles. Ina, tell us what led up to this lockout and why is it happening now?
It's the latest episode in what have been months of very contentious contract talks between the Pacific Maritime Association and the Longshore Union. The Pacific Maritime Association says that the workers have slowed down. They don't send enough workers to the shipping terminals as they're supposed to do, or they're just simply moving more slowly and moving less cargo. The union denies that. They say that they're simply abiding by the letter of the contract and by the letter of safety regulations. They say that five workers have been killed in industrial accidents in recent weeks and that they're going to make sure that's not happening.
Well, how big an impact would this closure of Pacific ports have on trade?
The Pacific ports, the trade that moves through there account for about 7% of the gross domestic product. So it would be huge. It would cost the economy, by some studies, $1 billion a day. There are 29 ports, and they handle $300 billion worth of imports and exports every year.
And what is the main issue of contention here between the dock workers and the shippers?
Technology. The shippers say that they need to institute upgrades in technology that are used at other modern ports around the world, such as in Singapore, that the trade has doubled in the last 10 years, and it's expected to double again in the next 10 years. So they want to put in a technology that essentially would work sort of like supermarket barcodes and allow the containers to move more freely through the ports in and out. The union says fine, but they want all the new jobs created by technology to be union jobs. And while the Pacific Maritime Association says they'll protect the old jobs, they haven't agreed to allow the union to take over the new jobs.
So what happens next?
That could depend on the White House. The Bush administration has taken a great interest in this from the very beginning. It set up a task force of people from various departments, labor, transportation, commerce. They have been in contact with both sides. They told the Pacific Maritime Association that they really wanted to avoid a lockout. Clearly, that hasn't happened, but this one is expected to be short. They have told the union that if they walk out, they will probably invoke a Taft-Hartley injunction. That would mean they could compel the workers to go back to work for 80 days as a cooling-off period.
Thank you, Ina.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Ina Jaffe speaking to us from Los Angeles about the closure of Pacific Coast ports this evening until Sunday morning. This is a lockout of longshoremen imposed by the Pacific Maritime Association, which represents the shipping companies.